Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A presidential pardon for federal crimes would not be enough to clear a person of similar state charges under a bill that's expected to pass in Albany. Long Island Democratic State Senator Todd Kominski is the sponsor of that bill, and he's on our news line. Senator, in layman's terms, what would this bill do and why is it necessary?
Sure. You know, New York has its own set of laws and its own set of prosecutors to go after lawbreakers in New York. And now we're joining 25 other states, half the states of our country, that say that a presidential pardon should not get in the way of New Yorkers going after lawbreakers in New York. If the president pardons someone for a federal crime, that shouldn't impact what New York can look at with respect to violations of New York crimes.
Is this constitutional? It would seem to chip away or perhaps intentionally circumvent the double jeopardy clause of the Fifth Amendment.
No, the Supreme Court has weighed in on this clearly, and in the 1920s, it ruled in a case that states are their own sovereign entities with their own authority and can go after crimes in their own state, even if the feds go after someone on a very similar crime. So New York will not be an outlier. It will join 24 other states that will do this, and it will not be chipping away. New York has the right to go after its own laws, but New York in the 1960s really restricted what it could do, and this would just statutorily get rid of New York's own restriction on itself, in effect untying its own hands to go after lawbreakers in New York.
All right, the elephant in the room. Do you make any bones about it? Is this targeted directly at President Trump and his associates?
Well, I think President Trump's actions with respect to his threatened use of the pardon power, especially to undermine current investigations, is very troubling. And a corrupt use of the pardon power, meaning pardoning people's family members, associates, people involved in investigations, and that's the only thing this bill would apply to, is certainly disturbing. And so his behavior has raised this to light, but by no means is this only about President Trump. This would apply to any future president, Democrat or Republican, and it would apply to pardons that they make of people within their own orbit, family members and friends. And it just says, hey, New York prosecutors, if there is evidence of a crime that was committed in New York, you could present that to a grand jury. Your hands are no longer tied. And if there's evidence of a crime, New York shouldn't have to sit idly by and let that go and let justice go undone.
You are the sponsor. Were there any individuals in particular you had in mind when you came up with this bill?
No, this isn't about going after one individual or another, but certainly when we hear people talking about a pardon to get out from under an investigation is very troubling. And if we have laws that were broken in New York and lawbreakers who are out there, I don't see why our prosecutors have to sit on their hands instead of presenting that evidence to a grand jury. So certainly a corrupt use and a capricious use of the pardon power should be troubling to all of us. And for any future president, they should know that New York has its right to enforce its own laws.
Representing the 9th District on the South Shore of Long Island, Democratic State Senator Todd Kominski. Thank you for talking with us, Senator.
Thanks so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.